Whilst Russian nationals get a 14-day period of stay when they arrive at the airport or boundaries, it isn't commonly appreciated that it is possible to secure a longer period of stay, irrespective of your nationality, if the circumstances are such that the Immigration Department would be minded to give you a longer period of stay. And the way that you do this is by making an application on Form 10033A and 10033B, application for a visitor visa. I've collected the link that you need to the Hong Kong Visa Handbook in the question posed on the blog. By making this application in advance of arrival, you're empowering the Immigration Department to fully understand the circumstances which are giving rise to the need, in this case, to have a 7-week period of stay rather than a 2-week period of stay. It takes about six to 8 weeks altogether for the Immigration Department to consider such an application. And as long as you provide all the information that the Immigration Department need to understand exactly what's going on as regards your relationship as your sister, where she's going to be staying, the fact that she's bringing her daughter, who's a Japanese national, who has a 90-day limit of stay, and that effectively she has all the support in place to complete a visit to Hong Kong trouble-free. This application will be sponsored by you. This entire exercise allows the Immigration Department to fully understand what's going on, and I think you'll find that they will grant you the necessary 7 or 8 weeks that you need so that you can complete your family reunion visit together. Another way to try and do this would be to go down to Immigration Tower, to the Visitor Visa Extension section, and try and get yourself an extension. But I think you'll find that they'll only probably extend you once, maximum twice, and you'll only get a 2-week extension on each occasion. That section of the Immigration Tower is very busy. The offices are under a lot of stress and pressure, so you find that you don't have a particularly pleasant environment in which to argue your case succinctly and pleasurably. So my advice is to avoid that if at all possible. And of course, then you've always got the standby option of the Shenzhen shuttle up to Shenzhen or across to Macau to get an extension on each occasion. I think you'll find that will probably work in your circumstances, 2 or 3 occasions. So that's one way to do it. But ideally, I apply for a visa before arrival.